Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals, the daily dive into all things Nintendo with a couple of friends. And this episode, we're going to be talking about the Zelda movie. Actually, what we're going to be doing is picking people to play the different parts in the upcoming movie. It's a fan casting episode. Micah, are you ready to jump on into it?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. So, we've got a new movie coming up in the Nintendo Cinematic Universe. That's right, we're one step closer to the Smash Bros. the Ultimate Smash Bros. Movie. That's where I was going with that.
Although, it's going to be a little weird with animated Mario and live action Link and Zelda and whatnot.
Yeah. I think they'll just throw in a really souped-up CG Mario. the animation looks pretty good. I think it would translate well between the two. But who knows? Who knows if they're even gonna do that? But this movie has us going. Has everybody wondering who are they going to cast? Because unlike the Mario movie, where Miyamoto could come out in the middle of a direct and be like, "Oh, Chris Pratt, Jack Black, woohoo, whippity boop ba ba." This is a live action movie. You can't just throw Jack Black at it and get results.
I think you're wrong, but I understand the point you're trying to make.
Yeah, the point I'm trying
just shows a bad example of Jack Black.
The point I'm trying to make here is that these actors have to look the part and maybe sound the part and like embody the characters. So this is tough. It's a little tougher for doing a fan casting for. With that being said, Micah, let's jump on over. We have visuals for this because at least in my case, I picked some actors and actresses that I had not heard of previously. Actors like Jack Black So let's just jump into it. Well, I organized this by roles, and we'll do my pick and then Micah's pick. We'll kind of go back and forth here and give our explanation. But I think a lot of the picks...
You have to have reasons for the things we did?
No, not necessarily. Because I think a lot of the picks will kind of speak for themselves. Micah, you were saying at the beginning, before we started recording, that you worked really hard on some of your picks.
Yeah, and then not so hard on others.
Yeah, and I had the same experience. I had a really hard time with this, actually, because this is tough. This is a tough decision that they're going to have to make. So I was struggling to come up with actors for like the main three, the Link, Zelda, and Ganondorf actors. And then the rest just kind of were, well, I don't want to spend more time on this than I already have. So this is kind of a off the cuff pick. So our first pick here, I'm going to be going through the slideshow. I picked Jace Norman as Link. Jace Norman is a young actor. I didn't want to pick an actor that was too old. And I think I would like to pick a relatively unknown actor. And I'd say Jace Norman is that. He played Henry Danger in the Nickelodeon show Henry Danger. I think that's what the name of the show is. I haven't seen it. It's a little post my time for watching Nickelodeon. And, yeah, I think he looks boyish enough but also seems like he could tone up for the role of Link. So that's where I went with for Jace Norman. I think he's in his early 20s. So he'd be potentially around for sequels as well. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Art.
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to cast someone that's like Dumbledore age for any of these roles because like what happened to Dumbledore, they had to replace him. So. And Micah, you picked for Link.
Yep. Kind of forgot his name. Thomas Brody Sangster, because he forever looks young.
Yeah, he's actually our age. I think he's
like kind of old.
Actually, he might be older than us. I think he's like 32, 34.
Yeah, I think he's a little older. But he looks younger.
But he does look younger. So if you're gonna,
or at least can look younger.
Yeah, if you're gonna cast someone to that is older, he's a good pick. A popular pick that you see on all over is Tom Holland, and I'm like, I don't think Tom Holland looks like Link. I think he looks young.
I was like, I could see it, but he's too famous.
Yeah, Tom's pretty. Sangster's also pretty famous.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played played a leading role in anything, I don't think. Like the lead, the big lead character.
Yeah, it's his time to shine.
It is. Yeah. Let's give it to him. I also may be a little biased here because I've been told that I look like Thomas Brody Sangster. So if we want to cast me for this movie, Nintendo, I am available. I will drop literally all other projects to do this role. So yeah, hit me up. Hit me up, Nintendo. I'm down. Okay, for Zelda, I picked Maya Hawke. Also a young actress. This, I had not heard of her before. I'm not going to lie. But I was just looking for people that would fit the role well. And I feel like she's got the look. She also has a really good like acting pedigree. Her father is Ethan Hawke, who's a pretty famous actor and director. And her mother is Uma Thurman. So I feel like that's pretty good like history to be passed down for a young actress. Yeah. Have you heard of Maya Hawke before?
Of course I have. She's in Stranger Things.
She's in Stranger Things, right? That's where I pulled from. I was like, Stranger Thing actors? It's Stranger Things actors and actresses? For looking for young talent. Because there's not a lot of like famous actor young people. Like if you look up like, oh yeah, actors, you're going to get like a bunch of people that have been actors.
Old, really famous people.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even necessarily that old, but they're too old to play Link and Zelda. Like, you know, you're like Will Smith's, Tom Cruise. It's like, yeah, not doing that. That's who I picked for Zelda. Micah, who did you pick for Zelda?
I picked this person. And
stolen from you... Monkey Thunder. Monkey yeah, Thunder like, is what? In the chat right now. Monkey Thunder, this was a fantastic leak that you obtained from Nintendo internal. I don't know if there's really much else to say other than for our audio listeners, it's a picture of Chris Pratt with Zelda drawn over the top of it. They drew pink with yellow hair and it's pretty great. He looks so happy. That's what we've got. All right. Next up in our fan casting, I think is Beetle. No, it's Tingle. It's Tingle. And I picked Josh Gad. Josh Gad plays Olaf. And I feel like Tingle and Olaf are kindred spirits. Also, Josh Gad just has a really fun and like carefree type personality and a voice that matches that really well. And also, I just think he would look absolutely hilarious in the Tingle getup, and he would make it funny like it's supposed to be. That's what, and I'm not saying Tingle would be a major character in this movie, but like a cameo. Maybe he's
it would
like,
just be in the background of like every other scene walking around.
Oh, I think he's like a cameo to give you like a give Link a map or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
But I think he would do well in that.
And, to be honest, I'm pretty sure Tingle is not going to be in this movie, but who knows? I could
but
be
we can dream.
Wrong.
And if they do, it better be Josh Gad, or it could be your pick.
Other great pick.
I do want to say. Pretend his Spider-Man suit is green and it's practically the same image.
So you agree with me?
No, I'm just reading your comment on the slide. I really want to understand the pick here.
I mean, he's a really good actor. He could play Tingle, and he's used to these skin-tight suits.
I want to see it. Andrew Garfield's a funny guy. So, I mean, he plays a lot of very serious roles, but anytime he does, like, interviews, he seems like a total goofball.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think he'd be a great Tingle.
Great, great pick, Micah. Next up, I believe, now is Beetle. Yes. And I cast Justice Smith as Beetle. Listen, Justice Smith was in Detective Pikachu. He already knows how to do a Nintendo movie. And he just kind of gives me Beetle vibes. Especially in Detective Pikachu. He was like this like kind of awkward dude, you know? And
Beetle's supposed to be awkward?
I think so. I picture Beetle as being this kind of like awkward but confident guy. And I feel like Justice Smith can play that. Not to insult him. It sounds very insulting.
Yeah, I don't think he'd even have to be a very good actor to play that, is what it sounds like you're saying.
I just meant that he plays that personality well. Let's move on. Sorry, Justice. Who did you pick for Beetle?
Speaking of awkward. Michael Cera.
I didn't even think about that. That's
so funny. He's real good at playing those awkward parts.
He is. He is. We picked the same.
To be honest, I didn't really have any reasoning for this. It just felt right.
It does
after
feel
I
right.
Thought about
I like
it
your
like
pick more.
Minutes.
I like your pick more than mine, but both are good picks.
Yeah, I really liked your pick actually. So,
all right, moving on. Next, I've got Henry Cavill as King of Hyrule. All right, hear me out. This is a bit of a left field pick, but
well, some people would disagree.
I want Henry Cavill in this movie. Okay, that was one of my things. Like, okay, he's gonna be in this movie.
It's very understandable. And, very relatable for some people.
And he, what could he play well? And I just feel like he is the right, he has a deep enough voice. It can have a deep enough voice. He's British enough to be the King of Hyrule. You give him a big bushy beard and I think he'd do well. Because I think a lot of people look at the King of Hyrule in most iterations of Zelda as like being like this really old guy. But you got to remember, he's like Zelda's dad. So he can't be that old.
He shouldn't be that old.
Yeah. And
he's just great earthy.
And yeah. And honestly, Henry Cavill could just be made to look older. I mean, like gray hair. And
yeah, in The Witcher, he had like silver gray hair.
Yeah, and he had a really deep voice in The Witcher. He did well at that. I know this seems left field of a pick, but if my pick is left field, I think your pick is left field as well, Micah. Because Micah picked, let me go to the next slide here,
Did you go to the next slide?
I did. I went to the next slide.
Okay, perfect. My pick was Henry Cavill as King of Hyrule.
Okay, this is...
And hear me out. My reasoning was I wanted Henry Cavill in this movie. I was like, I feel like the only two parts he could really play. It's either Ganondorf or King of Hyrule. I feel like King of Hyrule was a better fit.
What's funny is that we came to this conclusion separately. Like,
yeah. I was scrolling down to create my slide to put Henry Cavill in, and I see Andros had already done it. So it was very simple for me to just copy that and paste it.
What are the odds that both of us pick this kind of left field pick? I don't feel like this is that makes sense.
I'm curious how many people had the same idea.
Yeah.
More than we thought.
You and I, but maybe it's just because we've been friends a long time and we both know Henry Cavill is a nerd that loves gaming and he would love to be in this movie. I hope he's in it. If not as the King of Hyrule, as something. All right. Next up, I picked Zendaya for Impa. Now, Impa's a tough one because Impa's been shown to be a wide variety of ages throughout the series. But I think in this one, it would be kind of good for her to be a slightly older, more mature than Princess Zelda, but not like old lady Impa. You know what I mean? And Zendaya, I think, would fit that part really well. So that's it. You can see the pictures for those pictures. I'm pretty sure they just used Zendaya for Skyward Sword.
They have a very similar neck and head shape.
Yeah. Micah, your pick.
My pick was Charlize Theron. And not only because they had the exact same pose when I saw a picture of them, but mostly because they had like the exact same pose. I'm gonna be honest.
What is Charlize Theron in?
She's in lots of things. She's been in a few action movies recently, which I feel like would be good. She was in The Old Guard, Atomic Blonde, Mad Max Fury Road. She's a little different, I guess.
Yeah, she does look... I do like this. I think we kind of both went for similar age range, although I think Charlize is a bit older.
It's like 50 or something.
Oh, is she? What? She looks so much younger. I was kind of like
idea how old she is, actually.
Aiming around the 30, 40-year-old range. It's like,
how old is Zendaya?
About 30. A little younger. I think she's like 28. That's my guess. You Googling on the side, right? Here?
She's 48. Not Zendaya.
Oh, Charlize. I was like, what? I think you are looking at the wrong article.
27 for Zendaya.
Okay. Yeah. Good pick. I like it. Next up, I've got Nick Cage to be the Deku Tree. I'm not going to lie, I'm not super thrilled about this pick, but hear me out. Hear me out. The Deku Tree needed to have a tree-ish voice. I picture the Deku Tree as speaking... Kind
Who's
of
the guy
low
that played Treebeard in the Lord of the Rings.
Slow.
Should get that guy.
Yeah, it was Nick Cage.
Was it? Now I fully understand your picking. Nick Cage here.
And I feel like where I was going in my brain with this was I want to pick a well-known actor that I think could do a voice part that would be distinct enough to be a cameo, but also do the part well. Kind of like Vin Diesel does Groot. That's where I was going with this. Like, you wouldn't expect Vin Diesel to be Groot. I don't think.
Maybe I should have chosen Vin Diesel. That'd be pretty good.
But I decided, like, yeah, I just want to see basically the Nick Cage Groot, right? Like, I want to see what he would do with, I'm playing an ancient wise tree. And he just seems like the kind of guy to, like, give sage wisdom that is, you know what I mean? Like his voice. His wisdom would probably be real wacky, but he has that mannerism, that cadence. It's not too crazy, but I'm iffy on it still, even with my pick. What did you pick, Micah? Who did you pick for Nick Cage? Not Nick.
Yeah, who's going to be playing Nick Cage?
Who's going to be playing Nick Cage?
I chose the Deku Tree to play Nick Cage.
I switched to your slide.
But I decided I'm going to go with a voice actor, since this is
a voice role,
a voice actor sort of role. I want John DiMaggio because he's like one of the only ones I know, and he plays Jake the dog from Adventure Time, so that's pretty cool.
So we want the Deku Tree to be Jake from Adventure Time.
He also plays.
He plays a lot of guys.
Named Marcus something from Gears of War with like a super deep voice. So he can do that.
He can do it. He's got range.
Deep seeming tree voice, whatever that sounds like. I don't know. Maybe so, a tree doesn't even sound deep.
After I had made my pick here, another one that came up that I was like, that would actually be a good Deku Tree pick as well. Keanu Reeves.
I like that. So yeah, Keanu Reeves sounds like he would give sage advice.
Doesn't he? I think so. And there actually is a scene in like one of the SpongeBob movies where he gives sage
advice. Like a tumbleweed or something?
He is a sage. Like a bush sage. Yeah. Yeah. I think he could do it well. All right. We're on to Ganondorf. I think this is our last joint pick. I picked Numan Akar. And I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I don't remember how I stumbled upon him as an actor, but he's been in several big budget movies. He was the assistant, the right hand man to Jafar in the Aladdin live action, and he was
the live action. Diago, you're like, what? The bird? That is Diago.
And what he was also
Diago.
Yeah. He was also on the team with Nick Fury in Spider-Man Far From Home. So, yeah. And in that, he played this, like, silent, strong-type agent that he like, drove the bus undercover that they were all on. And so, yeah, it's an interesting character. I picked him because he looks the part. He also has he is originally Middle Eastern. I'm not sure where exactly, but he has a little bit of an accent that I think would lend itself well to a live action Ganondorf. Not 100% sure, but yeah, I went mostly for the look. I mean, look at this guy. If you're watching the visuals and you see the picture here, it's like. Yeah, that's him.
He would have to bulk up a little bit to be this.
He would have to, yeah, he would have to bulk up a little bit because he's not a very big guy. So that's who I pick. Who did you pick, Micah? Oh wait, I have a second pick.
Yeah, who's your second pick?
Oh yeah. This one's a little bit more left field, I think. But Oscar Isaac as Ganondorf. And I picked him because I feel like he has the gruffness. Because I was really looking for someone who could do a good default ticked off face. Just looks disapproving all the time. Because everything of Ganondorf is like he just looks mean and menacing until he's evilly smiling like a psychopath. And I think these guys both kind of have that look. And Oscar Isaac has incredible range as an actor and has played such a wide variety of roles. I think he could do this one really well. Play a big menacing villain. Yeah. And he's kind of Oscar Isaac's already kind of bulked up for a lot of roles, so that's why. And you picked
this guy.
It's
I'm not quite sure how to say his name because I've heard it two ways. One was just Fares or Fares.
I don't know either.
Hopefully one of those was correct.
Man.
But I thought, to be honest, I saw your guy and it reminded me of this guy. I was like, you know what? I think this guy could probably do it. He's got kind of the same face.
He's got the nose.
His nose is a little larger, like Ganondorf's.
Pull this up here on the side here. Look at him in profile. That's Ganondorf.
Like his profile is definitely Ganondorf.
It's exactly like it. I will say that both of us typecast here and picked guys that got the Ganondorf nose. That was where we went with it. But I mean, he looks just like this pick is very good, and not just because he looks very similar to my pick. But I think that's a good idea. I have another pick that I decided to go not with because so many people have already done this casting, like this fan casting. Jason Momoa.
What?
Yep.
I haven't heard that at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of people going for a Jason Momoa pick. And here's why. Jason Momoa has villain eyebrows. He's got the villain eyebrows. He can do the partial beard. I think like with makeup to, because whoever plays Ganondorf is going to be painted like a gray color, right? Like a grayish greenish color. I think.
Who knows?
But I think Jason Momoa, out of all of these picks, has the build. He is 6'4" and just huge. He's
already mostly bulked up.
He would be a very towering presence over both of the actors we picked for Link, and I think that you need to have that. Now you could do kind of movie magic stuff, like put him up on a stool or stilts for a different actor, but you wouldn't have to do that for Jason Momoa. Jason Momoa is just gonna look giant. And he also has a deep voice that can.
Yeah.
That can. I feel like that's a good pick. You haven't heard that.
I didn't see it at first, but I mean, I could see that.
Yeah. But there's no denying that Fares and Newman Akkar have Ganondorf's face. Like, that's where it's at. But yeah. So it turns out it's way easier to cast Ganondorf than anybody else, is what I'm learning. Next up, we have some more random picks. I've got two random picks from me. These are side characters because we weren't sure what to do with the rest of the list. And my pick is Will Poulter as Prince Sidon. And I just wanted a really happy guy with kind of like a very welcoming personality. And I felt like Will Poulter fit the bill. He plays Adam Warlock in the new Guardians movie. And yeah.
He's like also like 6'4" or something.
Is he? Okay.
Well, I think he's like really tall.
Yeah, so that's good because Prince Sidon's like 8 feet tall, so that would be good. And then my other secondary character is Dave Bautista as Daruk, or basically any Goron from any of the games. I want Dave Bautista to play. I think this pick speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Drax is basically a Goron. I mean, let's that's just the way it is. And your final two picks, Micah, you've got. I already forgot about this. Anthony Starr as Happy Mask Salesman. This is a golden pick. This guy for this role.
Yeah, he's
perfection.
He's, yeah, I don't even know how to describe it, but he's like the Happy Mask Salesman. He can kind of appear welcoming, but he also has that, he can have that edge of, I'm going to murder you.
Which consequently, this actor knows well for the role he is most famous for.
Yep.
I wonder what he is like off screen, like what it would be like to know him.
Yeah, I assume
I wouldn't be able to watch the series and look at him the same. Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I forgot.
Okay. And your last pick.
Yes. Keegan-Michael Key. I mean, he did a good job in the Mario movie.
It's true.
Let's make him Hetsu. Or just Koroks or a Korok.
He's all the Koroks.
Yes, every Korok could be him.
That would be great. Well, this is our fan casting for the Zelda movie. What did you guys think? People listening out there, hey, let us know what you would have, who you would have play these different parts. And yeah, that about does it. So with that, let's close out the episode here. Micah, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prem.
And you can find me on Twitch and YouTube at Andross1. Thank you to Roger Pollard for the intro music and our logo. If you want to check out his stuff, links are in the description. And huge thanks to everybody for supporting us by listening to the show. You help us to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts. And hey, I want to close out here, Micah, with before we do our Patreon shout out with our Patreon PokeRap. I don't think Nintendo needs to hire big famous actors to play these roles. We already have what we need right here. I'll be Link. Micah will be Ganondorf.
I'll do the voice acting for Link. The silent bits.
No, you're gonna be Ganondorf because you already have the Ganondorf hair.
Also, profile.
Yeah.
I got the nose a little bit.
Yeah, you got the Ganondorf nose. Yeah. More so than me. So perfect. Nintendo, we've solved the problem. Just hit us up. If they approached you, I have a feeling you would say no in a heartbeat. You'd be like, absolutely not. But if they approached me,
I would like to imagine I could do that, but there's no way. I'd be such a terrible Ganondorf.
If they approached me to do anything for the Zelda movie, I'd be like, heck yes. I would be anybody in the movie. I would do anything behind the scenes to help support it. I want to be a part of it.
You should just send in an audition tape of you in your Tingle costume.
yeah. Or me in the Gerudo Link outfit. That'll get me in. well, thank you to everybody for the support. Hey, hit up Nintendo. Let them know that we're ready to play the parts. And also check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/NintendoPals. Where for as little as a dollar, you can be a part of the Patreon PokeRap, which we close every episode with. And we will close this episode with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was. And shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LBD Razor, Retrologic Day, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss 7, and Monkey Thunder.
Catch him, gotta catch him all. Gotta catch him all. Patreon.
Kid, Fiasco, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All and Seth Sturgill, Cosmic, Purple, Yoda, That Fast John, and Mama Plays 2.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, Patreon! Let's get 150 or more your face to be a Patreon!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye!